Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. To Him be the glory. Confidence is important. The smartest girl in the class can fall apart when asked to stand in front of a room and speak. The best shooter on the team can freeze at the free throw line. Confidence is important. Of course, there is a fine line between confidence and conceit. As Christians, we boast in the Lord. It's not our glory, but His. Yet, His glory is not what we think glory might look like. His glory is found at the cross first and foremost. This is where we see love like nowhere else. But it is also found in our love of others, another cross. Notice that we give God glory not only with our praises, but also, and I would say primarily, in our love of neighbor. So confidence is not really in our public speaking ability or shooting skills, but in our Lord. This faith in Him is translated to love in our lives. We are confident that He has saved us from sin, hell, death, and the devil. We are confident that He will take care of us in the future. We are confident that He will use us for good. We are confident. So much so that we can be bold in our confession to the world and bold in our defiance towards the devil and the death he wants for us. And the confidence is great. You can hear the confidence grow in the words of Paul in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death or life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. These words can be our words too. Bring it on, world. We know where we're going. We know who is on our side. We know the truth. Bring it on. We have the Lord on our side. We boast in the Lord. We pray. Dear Holy Spirit, guide us in faith and give us true confidence in our Lord. A question to consider. Self-esteem is a big deal, but the source of that self-esteem is the key to it all. Do we give everyone a trophy to build students up artificially, or do we teach them their value in Christ? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.